And the biggest problem was going into the beach. They had had a 3-day storm, and we lost 16 tanks. Some of the landing craft were swamped. Seas were high, and we were bailing water out with the helmets and all that. Everybody was seasick. We lost about, I don't know, somebody said 150, 200 men. Omaha Beach lost several thousand. Some of the guys, they give 2 and 3 shots of morphine to right on the spot. They died quietly. Now you see men out there that got an arm blowed off, a leg blowed off, crawling along with these entrails hanging out. You smell of dead men. A burning man smells like bacon. People are trying to kill you in any way they can. Now me, I was in there, what, 7 weeks? I begin to think, hey, I'm not going to get it. Wham, I got it. Then you go in there, and the second time you get hit, you know damn well you're going to get it. And from there on, you watch it, because mm-hmm. you're going to get it. I got discharged on August the 15th, that VJ day. I got into Chicago. 3 days later, I got out of a bar. I had my railroad ticket, my money, and a bottle of whiskey in every pocket. I got to Danville, staggered up Main Street. My mother and my sister right across the street, I didn't even see them. Got home, I couldn't get a job. Everybody figured you're psycho and they didn't want you, they couldn't trust you. So I went back into the Army. And on October the 15th, I was back on board a ship. Got out in 66.